Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Get a giraffe on the way home. Take that out of my car.
Hangover 3.
Where? You down at Franklin Park Zoo?
Sure.
Let's go in there and take it.
Yeah. 617-779-0985. Turn it up, T-Bone.
Okay, what you doing? This makes you feel good.
It does.
Hey, you just stepped on my foot. Ripped my toenail off. That's okay. Listen to a good song. Freaking intern took credit for buying coffee today.
It's unbelievable.
It's okay.
Still, it's unbelievable.
What a dick move. It's Susan there. Even likes it.
Who?
Susan Mason.
Mason?
He's got that caveman look going. Hey, Felger and Mouse got a loaded show today.
All on board.
You
can't even say that about our show. Jim's back at basketball camp today.
Really?
Ed Cooley camp.
Is he coaching?
No.
He's there.
He's fist pumping players that come by to go to lunch.
Yeah. He tries to make it about his kid, but I know what it's all about.
Jim
just wants to go there and see the Providence College players. I know what it's all about.
Oh, is everybody
gonna be good?
They had a training table right in there. Hello, Jim.
It's about Jim wanting to go check out the facility and see the Providence basketball players and watch Ed Cooley and, you know, try and pick up some coaching tips for his CYO coaching gigs. That's what that is.
Go Friars.
That's what that is for Jim. Oh, no, I got to go because, you know, it's the last day of camp. Jimmy. Like, come on, Jim. We know what you're there for.
Jim was hoping a traveling softball team lost
because
they wouldn't have to play for three games this weekend.
What did he do?
If his team, I don't know if his team lost last night or not. There's girls traveling team that they wouldn't have to play through the weekend. Which Jim's like, I get the whole weekend off. That coach
their
Jim,
record Rudy, is not Rudy. Very good.
They're 17.
They've been overmatched. Yeah, they're a 9-year-old team playing in a year ahead of what they're.
Well, that's
yeah,
how you get better.
They're playing older kids.
Yeah.
They're getting beat down quite a bit this year.
Oh, it's so good for their mental state.
617-779-0985. Let's go to your phones. Rich in Rentham. Rich in Rentham.
Richie.
Hello, what's up?
Hey.
How's your summer doing?
Good.
Good, man. Listen, two things. First of all, Mbop, I almost threw up with you guys cranking Mbop.
Yep.
Listen, if you see my name, you gotta go straight to,
Awesome.
You gotta go straight to Rat or Poison.
Oh, we can do that. We do that too. We can do that too. I mean, it's just...
I know you do.
Yeah.
I know you do. First time caller after all these years, but Tyreek Hill makes me sick.
The worst, just the worst of the worst.
Four games? Really?
That's the NFL. That's how they roll.
I don't know. I'd release him. What do you think, Scott?
What are you going to do with your offense then? I mean, you got Kelce then.
Who cares?
Thank you.
Sammy Watkins, right? They do. Or Andy's offense, his play calling abilities, gets lessened without the ability to stretch and then wide. It's all about that motion. It's that misdirection. They need that speed. I've talked to somebody from the Patriots. This guy's uncoverable.
I don't care.
The one guy in the NFL that they say is uncoverable. It's a weapon. It's the NFL. It's a league. When you have this is what happens. You get Greg Hardy all those years. You know, stretch on your own time here. We'll give you $14 million. Just go kill a quarterback. Line you up outside. Nine technique. Go straight. Like, lights are on, no one's home. They employ these people. That's what they do. How are you going to get your team better? Yeah, turn our back. Sad part is, there's out there other guys out there trying to bust their ass that might not run a 4.29 or 4.3. Doesn't have that type of skill set and won't get the chance, but this guy will because he has speed. That's what he's born with. Final drive. Closing time. Closing drive, Beetle.
Closing
Hurry up, get in.
Time.
Closing time. Give me Tom. Come on. You know, put that up there. You know, put the graphic up. We got to play the song. That's down.
Closing.
I think it's all new record today. 4 seconds.
Dave, is this a call about Tom Brady deflating footballs and comparing it to Tyreek Hill?
Yeah. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you go because I hate those calls. Hold on, Tom. Tebow, hold on. I'm going to tell you why I hate those calls. Because you don't need to compare Tom Brady in his deflated footballs case to a guy who beat up a three-year-old. Do your bitching about the deflated footballs some other time. Honestly.
We spent a lot of time.
You're doing a disservice to this case and this matter. Like, if you want to use the abuse of a three-year-old to further your case about how Tom Brady was treated unfairly for deflated footballs.
I'm trying to cut a corner.
You're just as screwed up. Like, stop.
If you believe
stop.
It, right?
This case stands on its own, as does the abuse when it comes to domestic violence. Stop doing it. Patriots fans look stupid when they do it. It annoys me. It really does. Yes, you're right. Tom Brady's suspension, was it unfair? Yes. Was it too harsh? Of course. Does it have anything to do with domestic violence or the abuse of children?
No.
It doesn't. So stop doing it, because it's moronic when you do it. And you minimize the discussion on those other matters. You do. That is exactly what you do. And you start entering that territory of the Bobo fans in Kansas City who say, we can overlook the abuse of the child as long as Tyreek Hill is back by the playoffs so we can try and beat the Patriots.
And you got a radio personality taken off the air.
Do that.
Because he came to the defense because he went after Andy Reid's pass.
Don't mix the two. Please do not mix the two and start comparing the suspensions. Please. You give yourself a bad name when you start doing it. Just leave them alone. Talk about them independently. You don't need to compare Tom Brady's 4-game deflated football suspension to Tyreek Hill or to Ray Rice or to anybody else who's been in this spot. Stop doing it. It's been going on for years, and it's a terrible look. It's horrible. And they're completely unrelated. Really. Horrible look. Bruce has a funny accent. What's your accent, Bruce?
All right, lads, how's it going?
Oh, all right. Bruce, where are you from?
I'm originally from Northern Ireland, part of the UK.
Oh, it's not that funny. All right.
No.
What do you got on the socks?
Who's soccer coach we just talked to?
So, guys, basically, like, to me, this absolutely baffles me, the idea that they've brought this to London, because there's just no market for it at all. I mean, I've been talking to people back home who are just like, they didn't even know that it was going on. Like, people who live in London.
London's too cool. There's too much going on there to take time out of the day to go to this.
That is 100% correct. Now, it's different with football. I mean, when I go back at Christmas time, I love going home and being able to see the games, because, like, they've got cable over there that now does all the red zone and does all the coverage of the games. So, yes, there is an argument for having football games in the UK. But baseball, I mean, like, I know the MLB is behind every other sort of big major league, but, like, seriously, guys, you're about 14 or 15 years too late with this. Like, really, like, it just absolutely baffles me. And I really, what I think it actually is, it's Henry
Yes.
John Henry's protecting by the Red Sox.
He spends more time in London than he does here with a soccer team.
Well, that's because of Liverpool. And what I was about to say is what they're trying to do is they're trying to do the same thing that the Glazers did with Tampa Bay and what they did with Manchester United by making Liverpool a major sports team here in the U.S. That's kind of my take on it, guys. I absolutely love the show.
Are you on a boat?
Sorry.
You got a little motor cranking in the background there?
Yeah, sorry. I'll turn it off.
Oh, no, I like it.
No, it's just my car. So.
Oh, okay.
guys, I absolutely love the show as well. And honestly, Beto, well said about the Tyreek Hill thing. Guys, I'll sign off. Let hear your opinions.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate it.
Could listen to that guy talk all day.
I know. He's right. Oh, they're like 10 or 15 years too late going over there. It's way too late to go over there and start this thing. Well, Sarge had a good point earlier. He goes, how long has baseball been around? He goes, don't you think they would have picked it up over there if they were into it by now? There is news on the David Ortiz front. We'll tell you what that news is.
Oh.
Coming up next here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.617-779-0985, the telephone number. There is news in the David Ortiz case today, and that is Dominican authorities say they have arrested the mastermind in the case. That is right. After arresting half of the island, they have now announced that the mastermind in the David Ortiz shooting has been arrested. Not a lot of details at this hour on the case. But the Boston Globe, among others, putting out a story here. The alleged mastermind, Victor Hugo Gomez Vasquez, arrested in the capital of Santo Domingo. They expect to release more details in the coming hours. They described him in detail on June 19th in the plot against Ortiz as being the mastermind. He was sought by U.S. authorities for his alleged role in a drug trafficking ring. Authorities have 48 hours before they must bring him before a judge, according to Dominican law. This in the story in the Globe at this hour. Dominican officials in that same news conference said that Gomez Vasquez had intended to target his cousin, Sixto David Fernandez, in the belief that Fernandez had informed on him to Dominican authorities in 2011. Fernandez has said he was sitting across from Ortiz on the night of June 9th when Ortiz was shot. And so this goes back to the press conference that you missed, Zoe. You were away when this happened.
Crazy, huh?
Crazy is sounds complimentary of that press conference. That press conference was a laugher.
Why do you even have one? Seriously.
Because you got to sell a story. And I don't think anyone's buying it.
Nobody's buying this.
No one.
I just watched the video.
Very few people are buying that story.
Accidents happen. There's drive-bys. You misidentify somebody. This guy sticks out. He knew exactly, I think, what the shooter was doing. It's pretty intended. You know, business is being killed there.
So David Ortiz has now been in the hospital for nearly 3 weeks. It'll be 3 weeks on Sunday. Does that seem like a long time to you?
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
It was game six of the Bruins the same night.
Remember that. Red Sox got the plane down there, got him up here. Yeah.
Well, I mean, just going by the shooting happened on Sunday.
Police escort,
9th.
All of it, yep.
So he was moved here on the following day, which was Monday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Following day, that Monday. So it's been 2.5 weeks. This coming Monday will be a full 3 weeks that he will have been at Mass General Hospital, where he still is. Does anyone find that odd? I'm curious. It feels like a long stay he's had there.
It is.
I mean, I'm not a doctor.
I'm not either.
That. Yeah.
I only pretend to be one here on Zolak and Bertrand.
But he did, I mean, part of his, what was ripped out, right? The
intestines.
Yeah, thank you. I'm trying to think of which one, though.
His large colon. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not something you do every day.
You don't hear of anyone staying in the hospital for this amount of time anymore, unless you've got something really, you know, serious going on. And I know that he was in intensive care for a long time, and then he's been upgraded. And you would just think by now there'd be something new.
Usually move to a facility.
Like a rehab facility or something.
Yeah, if you're
you know?
Clear. Yeah. Yeah. Now you got to get your strength up, your wits out. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm wondering about that.
What's odd, too, yeah, because he was talking right away after it, right? Talking with family members. Your wife released two different statements, yeah? That was odd, too, right away. Just thanking everybody but the people in the Dominican.
Well, that changed quickly.
I know it changed.
Dominican's been thanked many times in many statements since.
Right.
But we will now have more from the Dominican authorities. We will get another one of these press conferences with more translations coming up probably later today.
Yeah.
Trying to see here. Yeah, police say they expect more details in the coming hours. So there's no official announcement on when they will have another press conference. But I'm sure it will be detailed and thorough. And we'll get quite the translation on that upcoming press conference. But they claim to have the mastermind in custody.
We got him.
Case closed.
All done, peeps.
Case closed.
Come to Punta Cana.
Let's see what this guy has to say.
Yeah.
Let's see if he gets his day to say something. 617-779-0985.
I can just see it now. They're going to have him in a jail, and he's going to be able to talk through a window. And yeah, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Talk right out the window to the street.
I didn't do it.
Brian's in Los Angeles. Brian.
Hey, fellas. Happy Friday. How we doing?
Hi.
What's going on?
Yo, back for the first time in a while. Congrats on the show. It's the first time I'm seeing you guys on TV. Well, thank you.
Okay. What's up,
nice.
Brian?
Not too much. Well, two things I got. So being out on the West Coast, very weak individuals, not really keen on sports fandom. Hard to sit through that Boston sports game, and I wanted to bounce off you guys. What is the worst Boston sports loss in recent memory you guys can think of? For me, maybe the 19-0 trademarked Robert Kraft going for that trademark 19-0 when we lost. That was a really tough one, but just wanted to get your thoughts on that. And second, in town for a wedding in Newport, really missing some of that New England seafood. Love the raw bar. Hoping to get some suggestions on that. I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
In Newport, though? You needed to be down that way?
Wow. Well, that's where the wedding is.
Yeah,
You know what? I wish Louth were here.
I'll tell you what.
That's not my area.
You're going to get all the tour spots downtown, just on the outside edge. I got a couple good clam joints.
Newport's loaded with places.
Yeah,
Downtown Newport.
Zelda's great.
Places down there.
Yeah. Just go down on a harbor. I think Chart House is down there.
It's the chart room.
Yeah. Not the chart room. Chart House. Yes, it's down there. Can't go wrong there. If you're staying near the Viking Hotel, I would frequent the Viking Hotel.
You can go anywhere.
Benjamin's is really good. Good spot there.
Yeah.
The port.
There's a couple spots up when you head towards the mansions out on that main strip. On the left side, a couple outdoor cafes there. Not bad. Not too shabby.
Mm. Yep. Love Newport.
Right at the top of the hill.
There you go.
Yeah.
Worst loss in recent. How recent can we go?
I mean, that's a big one.
2007 was now 12 years ago.
The Bruins no-show game 7.
Bruins against the Blues in terms of championship losses.
That's pretty recent.
It's pretty recent, and it's pretty bad.
Yeah. They weren't supposed to be there, but they got there and had it all.
Not good.
Didn't finish it.
Not a good one. Certainly the worst one for them.
You were favored. You got to look at ones where you're favored, right? If you're an underdog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to look at those. Patriots worst favorite. Bruins loss in a championship in a very long time.
How about this? The Malcolm Butler game.
Very, very long time.
The Malcolm Butler loss to the Eagles.
How about the Patriots divisional one to the Jets? That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more recent than Super Bowl 42.
Yeah, but that wasn't like a great
team. I'm just saying, though.
The Super Bowl 2 years ago. Minnesota. Weak in hell.
Yeah. I don't know. The Eagles.
His quarterback threw for 505 yards.
I know.
Eagles. You didn't play Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, no, I'm just throwing it out there.
Jordan Richards was chasing dogs out there. Yeah, that one was pretty bad.
That was
Nick
terrible.
Foles. Remember him?
Ugh.
Get Murray going on this one. Jim Murray, Big Jim will
tell
you that.
That's like right
one.
Up there with Game 7 Bruins.
You want to come back? You want to dig a deep hole and get miserable? Get Jim Murray going on these ones.
Mm-hmm. Tim is in New Hampshire on David Ortiz. What's up, Tim?
Hey, how you doing? Just commenting on the David Ortiz situation.
Yeah,
and I'm not going to make this about me, but. I had a liver transplant a year ago, and it was a prepared procedure. And once the organ became available, I got it done. And it took me almost 5 weeks to get out of the hospital. So as far as Ortiz, his was completely trauma-related, and it's going to take a while for him. It's going to take a while.
I'm not a doctor, nor do I ever attempt to be one. But
no, I mean, you never tried.
But there was liver damage. I remember,
that's right.
Part of it, the bile, right? Got to worry about that.
Paul in New Hampshire was stuck on the same thing. What do you think, Paul? Is this okay? Is this normal?
I think he's going to be fine. I think they're more worried about, like what Zolak just said, septic shock, poisoning. And he's not the average Joe. He's not the average Joe. If it was me or you or a layman, they may send you home and have someone keep an eye on you and have a practitioner nurse come in and check on you. But I'm sure he's got a nice room and they're taking care of him, and they just want to make extra sure that this guy is really being taken care of. And money is no object with him.
That's true, too.
Usually when you go in there, if you don't have a lot of money and good insurance,
healthcare,
you're just a number.
Along.
Well, even if you have good insurance, they're still trying to kick you out. But Ortiz's
case, that's it.
Yeah,
that's the truth. You're just a number. But I think David Ortiz is more than just a number.
Right.
If anybody fails him, they're going to feel like they really failed. He is going to be a great legend in Red Sox baseball history. There's no doubt about it. He's probably one of the best home run hitters we've ever had, one of them. But there's several that were good. But he's a very good player.
Okay. All right, Paul, thanks for the call. So he's not alarmed. Good. It means he's probably just extra precaution being taken. So everything's okay.
Big Poppy. Maybe he likes some food there.
I doubt that's the case.
How much weight do you think he's lost?
Like, you could be the best hospital ever and the food still sucks.
I don't know. I like cafeteria food. Something about a bland mashed potato scooped out with ice.
How many times do you think he's sending someone out? Like, go get me real food. This food is...
It's not.
Although, with all the trauma he's had, he might be on a very strict hospital diet there.
Yeah. Liquid diet?
Yeah.
Right?
Jell-O?
The soft foods. Maybe on that strict soft foods hospital diet.
Yeah.
Gross. Manny in the car. Manny.
I'm not trying to bash on Big Poppy off topic real quick, but Tupac got shot 5 times, and the next day he went to the courtroom. But that's off topic.
Tupac.
Yeah.
How many times 50 Cent been shot? Nine?
Nine times.
Yeah, but what I really want to talk about is that I was disappointed in the translation and the press conference, because the Department of State, I think, said that in the Caribbean and Central America, the Dominican Republic was the second best speaking English country. Latin American country and the Caribbean and Central America. I was disappointed with the translation on that. Behind Puerto Rico, obviously.
Yeah.
So I was disappointed when they brought that girl in there. I don't know what the heck she was saying. Being a Dominican, I was very disappointed.
Yeah, it's so bad. Yeah. You know there are probably excellent speakers that are fluent in both languages that could have done an amazing translation, but they didn't do that.
Yeah.
They did it that way on purpose.
And I know people over there that study English as a second language, like, just to study it. And I know people, and especially in the embassy, they have people in the embassy that speak both languages, you know?
Of course.
So I was disappointed about that.
Yeah.
All right, guys, have a good one.
All right, see you.
Thank you.
We are going to inform formally that the objective of this attack was not David Ortiz.
It's funny you mentioned the embassy. I remember when you're in Prime Minister Netanyahu's office, and they're speaking different languages, and all of a sudden, boom, you go right into... Guys, please sit down over here. Okay, please take a seat. Push this in. Then you don't understand anything after that. And would you guys like anything else to drink? You guys get, like, fluent English. Yeah, you're right. That's intentional.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
There are plenty of people. There's
I missed that circus,
a large population on that island, and there are plenty of people on that island, many of which are probably working in government that are excellent fluent speakers in both languages.
Jim went last year.
That would provide an excellent translation, and they chose to go with that person instead.
Jim went to...
Why?
Did Jim go to Punta Cana last year?
So this has been confirmed.
Wow.
You ever down there, Punta Cana?
No.
It's nice.
Well, just don't drink from the minibar.
Oh, yes, that's right.
It's life or death right now. Forget going out 50 yards at, you know, Truro.
Yeah, heck with the ice.
For 2 minutes. How much would it take for you to drink from, clear out the mini bar right now in Punta Cana? How much?
You got to give me the dollar figure. No, do that.
Drink the whole mini bar.
I'd try that.
Yeah, of course you would. Sarge has headlines. One more segment of your calls. Fake promos at 150.
Sports Hub headlines.
Now we got breaking news in the David Ortiz story down in the Dominican. Police in the Dominican say the alleged mastermind has been arrested. Victor Hugo Gomez was arrested in Santo Domingo. Big Poppy was shot back on June the 9th. NBA free agency will begin on Sunday. Al Horford, well, he could be headed to the Philadelphia 76ers or the Sacramento Kings. That, according to ESPN, both have emerged as bidders for Al Horford. Also, the Lakers, Clippers, Pelicans, and Mavericks have expressed interest in Al Horford. New article by ESPN's Jackie McMullen about Kyrie Irving's time in Boston, him being unhappy as a member of the Green. Irving reportedly refusing to sign basketballs for the Celtics' charitable partners. Also, the four-letter network reporting that the NBA will test a coach's challenge rule during the summer league and possibly implement it during the regular season. Coaches can challenge a foul, goaltending, basket interference, and when the ball is knocked out of bounds. Tyreek Hill and the Kansas City Chiefs could re-engage in contract negotiations only if the NFL's investigation on him ends in a positive note. That, according to Yahoo Sports Athletic reporting, that Hill likely to be suspended 4 games to start the season. Red Sox and Yankees 2-game series in London tomorrow, and on Sunday, Sox trail New York by 9 for first in the AL East. And the Women's World Cup today, USA will play France at 3 o'clock. Headlines are brought to you by AdCare's Outpatient Services. Getting help for addiction doesn't always mean being away from your job and family. AdCare Outpatient Services can work around your schedule. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL. I'm Mike Riley. I'm Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Street, light in your head, head on your feet. Wet another sunny day. Your sister, forget about everything.
This city, what do you think Hardy's doing now?
I don't know. Probably walking his dog. I'll tell you what he's not doing. He's not watching this show.
I bet that disagree. Never know.
Oh, he didn't leave the area. He's
nice. Nah, he's staycation.
Around. Okay, got it.
Hanging out.
It was so easy. You used to say that it was so easy.
I don't know what the traffic patterns are like right now.
You're trying now.
There's Hardy. Live look at Hardy.
That's so bad.
We're going to get back to the part where there's saxophones. We can match up Hardy.
We should rip through these calls, man. We got a lot of calls.
Here we go, Hardy. Here we go, Hardy. Play it, Hardy. Play it.
Wait.
works.
It does work.
It's right on
cue. It just works.
Look at him blow that thing.
Andrew's in the car with a question for Zoe on grilling.
Hey.
What do you got, Andrew?
So, guys, obviously 4th of July next week, big barbecue week for nice weather here. I'm thinking last year I'm going to get a dog and a burger guy. Doesn't leave a lot of room for all the good stuff like ambrosia, fruit salad. So I want the take this year to go up.
What the hell's ambrosia?
Oh, you don't know ambrosia, though?
No.
Oh, it's like the whipped, it's like, it looks almost like, anyway, that's not the point of the call. Hold on.
Oh.
The big point of the call is that I usually do burger dog, but there's not a lot of room for the good stuff. I'm thinking, is it kind of a psycho move to double stack the dogs? So forget the burger, because they never cook it right anyway.
He likes double stack.
Double stack the dogs and have way more room on the plate for the fruit salad, pasta salad, all the good stuff you don't get because you're too busy filling the plate up with the big stuff, like burgers.
I don't look at that as good stuff, the big stuff. I mean, I'm a good steak tip, chicken, clams. If you're a good clam.
Let's just say that if you're at a cookout and all they've got is burgers and dogs.
You're at a bad cookout.
You're at a bad cookout.
Flynn's covered this. Yeah.
Has he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's either bad or they're cheap.
Flynn's talked about the grilling of the buns. Do you grill buns? Like, if people come over if they ask.
If people want that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's not like a good grill
butter
bun.
On it.
Mm. No, you need to butter it. You can grill it.
No, you can put a little butter on it.
Yeah, but you break the bread up. It's hard to butter your buns.
I did not know what ambrosia was, but I just looked it up.
Is it delightful?
According to Google, ambrosia is an American variety of fruit salad.
It's a good band.
Most ambrosia recipes contain canned or fresh pineapple, mandarin orange slices, miniature marshmallows, and coconut.
Oh, I know what that is now. Yep, with the raisins. Some people do that and put raisins in with it, too, and it's just
never
disgusting.
Seen that.
What a waste.
I've never seen that. I've never
syrupy
had that.
Syrupy little mini marshmallows.
Can't say I've ever had
that. Oh, yeah.
So it's a dessert.
Oh. Yeah,
it's like a fruit salad dessert-y.
Good call. Wanted to get to this. Andrew in Norwood, give us your thought.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to give Brady a shout-out. Seems like every year, man, he's coming out with something insane that he did over the year. Everyone said a couple years ago he was falling off the cliff. And he's throwing 61 miles an hour. He's unbelievable. Tom Brady's an unbelievable quarterback.
All right, your phone kind of stinks. I'm going to explain it to everybody so they understand what the hell you're saying. Tom Brady with a pocket radar gun. I didn't even know these existed.
Yeah,
these little tiny pocket radar guns that you can use, baseball, whatever it is, sport you're playing, was out throwing the football and was registered throwing the football at 61 miles per hour.
Now you say, why is this a big deal?
That is humming, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. A lot was made this past year about Patrick Mahomes, right? Breakout year, MVP, guy throws harder than 50 miles an hour, like 50, 55 is the big number. Brady hit 61, and it's almost like a direct shot at Max Kellerman, but the exact comment of falling off the cliff, Football emoji.
That's
Adam
what he put.
Jones thinking emoji.
Tom Brady himself put, he's going to fall off a cliff, in quotes, with the chin scratching thinking face emoji with the
This is good.
Like, oh, I guess I'm not falling off the cliff over here.
I don't care what you got to do. You figure out.
And that going to fall off a cliff is from Max Kellerman.
Yep.
As you said.
Yep. ESPN. And you figure out who's going to piss you off the most. And this is good because he's still motivated at this point, and something still gets under his skin. And something still is going to make him work hard.
That is as you said, 1 mile per hour slower than what Patrick Mahomes threw before he was drafted in 2017.
Yeah. A lot was made about the velocity of Mahomes' ball, which he throws a lead.
Now, granted, distance that you throw at that speed is a little different. You know, Brady can throw 61 over 20 yards, and Mahomes might be able to chuck it 61 miles an hour over 40 yards, but still.
It's all with what you operate within.
Right.
You know, yeah, whatever offense.
But still, the fact that it's coming out at 61 miles an hour out of that rocket laser arm of Tom Brady.
Can you still, bottom line. It is to know when you drop off the cliff is when you're on that right hash mark and you're asked to throw that deep comeback to that left side. Can you still throw it?
I don't even really care about that because I don't think arm strength is what has made Tom Brady great at any point in his career. Just the fact that he's mentally in that place is what I love.
Seems like he's more engaged than past couple years.
Yes.
You've still gone to 3 straight Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like you have to be now, too. No tight end.
That, to me, was great. Quickly, Nick in the car. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, what do you think about the NFL just adopting an overall zero-tolerance policy for abuse of any kind? It kind of sets a tone there where you had a guy like Josh Brown a few years ago that was initially basically blacklisted from the league for, you know, admitting to having an abusive relationship with his wife. Now you have a defenseless three-year-old that's getting beaten by his father, and you're going to let the guy play again?
Well, you got to draw the line. So, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to have that zero tolerance policy, you better have that thing clear cut in black and white, what it exactly is. Can't have wiggle room in there. Is it for just kids? Is it just for domestic abuse? Is it for women? What if you get in a fight in the locker room? What if you cold cock somebody and knock somebody and break their jaw like they had in the Jets locker room that one year? Geno Smith got hit, right? Where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line? I mean, I like the idea of a zero tolerance policy, and I think it's, you know, this league tolerates more of this stuff more so than anyone. So we got the fake promos coming up.
Takeaways, fake promos next.
All right.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, whose new downtown location at Government Center is now open. And you're only steps away, or a T-T-E-E again. You people are funny. T right away to the long-term solution for weight loss, Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Hello, I love some tea.
Hello.
Hey. So it's not today's takeaways. It's fake promo Friday.
Well, yeah, it's today's takeaways with the fake promos, and we have eight of them, sure. So we should get moving.
Oh, boy, go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Brian and Quincy.
Hey, my name's Brian from Quincy, a guy you've been trying to get for a long time. Are you there?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't know what the hell was going on there.
I'm just glad we finally got him.
Yeah, we've been calling him for months. He finally picked up.
I love the thank you for the call ones. Those are my favorite. Like, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're the talk show. You called us. But thanks for having me. Yeah.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Kids are a little creepy looking in the movie. I admit.
Oh, couldn't be the oboe that vanishes up on top of the train. Follow me.
The oboe or the hobo?
The hobo.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
You want to notice that I did there again?
Yes.
That oboe is starting to morph into that pirate type oboe. Yeah. Hire me, oh, come follow me up.
Oh,
on
God.
Me, Keebler Elf.
Next.
I must have been on top of that train for 4 hours with Andy that night.
Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm the oldest of eight from Nebraska.
Yeah.
Scott Frostland, but Todd Terry, Ty Tom.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Todd.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Jack talk Ty well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, Todd. Bye.
Ty.
Eject. Yep. Goodbye.
People are funny.
Thank you.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
We have the rotating wheel of headline guys, with Hardy being out for the week.
Yeah, I'm the Josh Taylor here. What a role.
What is it?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
That's how depressed we were with that. Like
a 3-2 count?
What a way to ruin the day already, right out of the gate, McCarthy.
Takey.
Like, jeez, McCarthy.
Takey.
Way to go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And they've added some guys that I've heard from that said a gay guy. Not a gay guy.
A gay guy?
No.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Happens.
Gay guys? Yes, they do happen.
It's young guys.
Young guys.
Yeah.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Steinline on Twitter.
I keep thinking of Hogan's Heroes.
He's linking the Celtics as a emerging suitor for Kemba Walker. Joe in Boston on that, and cartoons. Joe.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Smooth transitions there.
Cartoons.
Yeah, Steinline on Kemba Walker and cartoons. Let's go, Joe. Two more.
85. Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Hey, pick me up some iced coffee.
Hey, give me one of those chocolate cherry cold brews.
It's sweet.
It is very sweet, isn't it?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I was trying to imitate Marshall Hook. You were trying to imitate Count Chocula.
One.
Monster Mash.
Two. Three.
Monster Mash.
I got a count from Sesame Street.
Monster Mash.
Monster Mash headlines.
That sounded too nice to be Marshall.
Chocolate cherry cold brews.
It's sweet.
It is sweet, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. We got one more. One more to get to.
Good.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Talk about what transpired last night and how it went down.
The cartoons and John Farrell's lobster boat.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Pick that one.
That's the finisher this
week? That's a bad ear for that one.
And John Farrell's lobster boat.
Lobster boat.
That what, little frog in the throat?
Oh, yeah.
Little gargle there? And John Farrell's lobster boat.
Oh, you, yeah, you live shasted.
That happens a lot with Hardy.
Like Pharrell, that?
Hey, we got a game here. We got that.
And John Farrell's lobster boat.
Mets and Phillies are bad. Got a bad walk-off win.
That better one earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And John Farrell's lobster boat.
Okay. Yeah. That's a hot one out there. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Whew. Hey, everyone have a good 4th of July next week.
Be safe.
Zoe and I will not be here. Please don't blow your hand off with a firework.
Nope. No way.
Please don't.
Of course not.
Don't do what others have done in the past.
I'll get you that parade tape.
Please do. We'll do a full review.
Lead our first show back with that.
When will we see you again?
14th.
Wow.
15th.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. 12, 13, 14, 15.
You're back on the 15th?
Yeah, July 15th.
I'm not here that week.
Okay. So I'll see you.
You and I will not work again together until July 22nd.
Holy cow. I think I won't see Hardy for an entire month.
Wow.
So I'll see you in 3 weeks, dude.
All right, buddy.
I'll see you the week of training camp.
Yes. Football's coming.
Later.
Pats.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.